producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being into addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 29 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your calls on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about skin health formulations, the longevity products, nutritional supplements, you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that, 844-236-6010. Or if you just have a success story or you want to contribute to the conversation. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program, please go to brightsideben.com or criticalhealthnews.com or pharmacistben.com. We update pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com with news stories and blog posts. And you can buy products off the website or you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team right off the website. You can also call the phone team at 866-735-2470. And, of course, if you want to purchase any of our Truth Treatment products, including Retinol 5% Gel, Truth Serum, Truth Balm, if you want one product, go Truth Serum. That's what I would be doing. If you just want one product. If you want two products, go Truth Serum and Retinol Gel. If you want all four products, that's the best way to do it, in my humble opinion. But one product, Truth Serum. If you want two products, get the Truth Serum and the Retinol 5% Gel. Okay, we have been talking about the distinction between water-soluble nutrition and fat-soluble nutrition, and particularly how this distinction affects the skin. The skin is a barrier to water. Active ingredients have to have a certain amount of fat solubility. If you're making a buying decision based on the activity of an active ingredient, it's important to know, to recognize that that active ingredient has to get through the stratum corneum, has to get through the skin surface, and that requires fat solubility. And by the way, this whole discussion that we've been having is not academic. It's not just science. It's about buying decisions. It's about not being ripped off. It's about not being exploited. There's many, many, many active ingredients that are theoretically active, but because of their inability, because of their chemical nature, they can't permeate through the surface, and that doesn't do you any good. Vitamin C is the classic case of an utterly and completely non-functional ingredient that theoretically is super important. If you ever see the term ascorbic acid in a skincare product, you can immediately assume that whoever put that product together either knows nothing about skin and skin chemistry and how the skin works, or if they do, they just don't care. Or if they do, because ascorbic acid is so cheap and many, if not most consumers who aren't listening to The Bright Side, that is, most consumers have no idea that ascorbic acid is not an effective form of vitamin C. And they certainly don't know that ascorbic acid is unstable. So ascorbic acid in a skincare ingredient is either a confession of ignorance or a confession of I don't care. But ascorbic acid's cheap. And because consumers don't know the difference, you'll see it everywhere. Everywhere. You'll see it in the most expensive products. There was one product. It's still out there. I'm not even going to mention its name. But you guys, if you're a product junkie like I am, you know what I'm talking about. It's a vitamin C product. It was not made by, but the doctor who did a lot of the research on vitamin C in the skin back in the 90s, he put his stamp of approval on it, and he may have started the company. Anyway, the product is 10% ascorbic acid. It turns brown in the bottle, and the stuff costs $100 plus for an ounce of it. $100 plus for an ounce of this stuff. It turns brown in the bottle. It was so bad that when the product first came out, not only did it turn brown, it just got all gooky and yucky, but they still sold it for $100, and the salespeople would say not to worry about it because they know it still works. Baloney. It's still out there, but the first company didn't even want to have anything to do with it, so they sold it to another company. Now, this other company has been doing it for the last 20 years. It turns brown right in the bottle. If you're an esthetician listening to this program, you know the product I'm talking about, probably. The point is that this is the nature of the beast that we're dealing with in skincare. We're dealing with companies that don't care about us. And it's really the same way with a lot of healthcare companies and nutritional companies, unfortunately, too. You know, it's just, when you were talking about health, it's really true about everything. You know, it's true. Try talking to somebody at Dell Computer when your computer's messed up. Call them up and see how quick it takes, how fast they answer the phone, and how much help you get. You know, it's like our entire world is like that, where products don't do what they're supposed to do, and things break, and it's just the nature of the beast. But in the world of healthcare, it's particularly egregious, it seems to me, to be particularly just nasty. And skincare is at the top of the list of these kinds of businesses, unfortunately. So we got to be savvy. We, the consumer, have to be ingredient readers, really. You know, that's really what it amounts to. See, how a skin product feels is not a good way to assess its value. You know, you got to understand, first of all, we got to be ingredient readers, and then we got to understand a little bit about ingredients. By the way, and just because something's fatty doesn't mean it's going to do anything. You know, I've been talking about fat-soluble, water-soluble. Fat-soluble ingredients can be baloney, too. There's lots of fatty ingredients that sit on the skin surface. Silicon is a classic type of fatty ingredient that sits on the skin surface. In fact, silicon is one of the most fascinating of all the skincare ingredients. Silicon. Yes, silicon, like silicon breasts. The same kind of stuff that they use for industry and for medical uses. Silicon is a favorite, is a really kind of an incredible substance. You know, the intelligence of the planet is largely silicon-based intelligence via silicon chips. Silicon is crazy amazing, and it's also, you know, particularly crazy amazing in the world of skincare. It's one of the all-time favorite ingredients for skincare companies to use. You'll find it in high concentrations in a lot of products, super high concentrations. That's one of the reasons why silicon, and you can always tell silicon by the ending O-N-E, silicon, cyclomethicone, dimethicone, O-N-E, at the end of a word tells you have silicone. But now the skincare companies have gotten wise to that, and they're putting the chemical names on there instead of the common name. Silicon is a common name. Anyway, you'll find it in fancy eye creams. Here's the thing about silicon that makes it so cool. It really makes it cool for a lot of reasons. It has some very interesting electromagnetics. When you put it on your skin, you'll rub your finger along where you applied your silicon-containing product. You can use silicon, straight silicon. If you 100% silicon, it's completely inert and non-toxic. And it has a magnetic property so that your finger kind of glides on top of the silicon. That's why it's used in industry as a lubricant. It has this amazing ability to repel your finger, not in a major way, obviously, but in a very, 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 very subtle way, in a quantum way, really. It repels your finger as you rub your finger along it, and this creates an amazing feel. If you've ever rubbed eye creams, typically we'll use silicones. If you ever put an eye cream on and you rub your finger along it, you go, oh, my God, that feels so amazing. That was silicone. All right. So we'll talk, you know, there's a couple other things I want to tell you about. Well, we'll talk here about oil. because that's another very interesting one. And not just any oil. There's a really interesting oil that comes from gasoline, or at least is derived from the petroleum industry. I'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back. On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Benny. 442-3660-10 is our number. We're talking about fats and water soluble in the world of skincare ingredients. You have to be an ingredient reader. That's really the only way to make a buying decision. The way we make buying decisions is the silliest thing when you think about it. how we make buying decisions on our skincare products. We rub it on our skin and we say, oh, that feels nice. And then we buy or we don't buy. Well, what does that tell you, really? It tells you you felt the product and the product feels nice on your skin. Now, if you're just looking for something that's going to feel nice, that's one thing. But if you're looking for an active product that's going to do something, you have to become an ingredient deck reader. The real way to tell, of course, the best way to tell is, what does your skin look like after you use the product? Does it heal things? Does it change the quality of your skin? Does your skin look better? And it shouldn't take very long. You know, skincare companies are always coming to me with the latest and greatest ingredient. And their thing is, here's the dirty little secret about skincare and skincare ingredients. Skincare ingredients really can't work, with the exception of vitamin A and vitamin C, legally. Because if they worked legally, if they passed legal muster, if they were okay to sell as an over-the-counter product from a legal standpoint, and they worked, it would become a drug. But the skincare company couldn't sell the product. Ingredients would be drugs if they really worked. This is why vitamin A and vitamin C are the only two ingredients that will have a definitive effect on the skin, because there's a distinction that the Food and Drug Administration makes, the FDA makes, between over-the-counter skincare products and real skincare products. Real skincare products, products that have a real effect, are regulated as drugs because they're creating a change in the body. That's the definition of a drug. It somehow modifies, creates some kind of change in the body, real change. That's why retinoic acid is a drug, by the way, or one of the reasons retinoic acid is a drug, Retin-A. So skincare companies come up with these ways of assessing how good a skincare product or skincare ingredient is by doing testing. And they'll test it. They'll test the product either on a real person or they'll do the test in a test tube. But the numbers they come, the way they assess the value of the ingredients, they'll say, oh, it increases, decreases wrinkles 20%, or it increases thickness 10%. And they'll come up with these numbers, these metrics. But what does that really mean? Who knows what 10% increases thickness 10%, removes, you see on TV, you see commercials, 84% of people notice the difference. What kind of difference? What do you mean notice the difference? You know, there's all kinds of ways of assessing the value of an ingredient that have nothing to do with real value. That's why I don't even really pay attention to most new ingredients that come out. Every once in a while, there'll be a good ingredient that comes out from a chemistry perspective. But from an ingredient perspective, you're looking at vitamin A and vitamin C, and that's pretty much it, you guys. Vitamin A, vitamin C, and hydroxy acids, and that's pretty much it. What you want to stay away from, though, the ingredients you want to stay away from are the fragrances and the perfumes and the emulsifiers and the surfactants. You know, it's one thing if you're just rubbing something on, you like the way it feels, and that's fine, you're not paying a lot of money for it, but why would you rub on wax and emulsifier and preservative and fragrance and all the other stuff? And not just rub it in, not just put it on your skin, we rub it in. If you really want to just use something on your skin that is just going to feel good but not necessarily do anything, use coconut oil. Coconut oil, you know, and actually coconut oil has some good stuff in it. Coconut oil has vitamin E. Vitamin E can help act as a sort of protectant, environmental protectant. Coconut oil also has a certain kind of fat in it, medium chain triglycerides. We've talked about those as fats that are important for helping the body internally. MCTs. MCTs have some really fascinating properties. They're kind of like a water-soluble fat. And so MCTs taken internally can be used as a source of energy without costing you calories. MCT on the outside of the skin acts as a penetrating agent. And so MCTs from coconut oil can act to improve penetration of things. The vitamin E is in there. So coconut oil is not too shabby. But for the most part, it's not really going to do anything because nothing's getting into a cell itself. It's only sitting in the outside, in the tissue part, in the stuff part. If skin is cells and stuff, it's sitting in the stuff part. So coconut oil is probably the best thing you can put on your skin if you're looking just to create a certain sensation on the skin. You know what? Make your own skincare products. Make your own moisturizers, avocados and yogurt and egg and oatmeal. These are all foods make wonderful skincare products. If you're not looking to do anything, if you just want to kind of make your skin feel good on the surface, foods are wonderful. That's the way you should go. In my opinion, bananas. You know, you're not going to get any, you won't get any of the preservatives and the fragrances and all the other stuff. And you'll get a a little bit of activity maybe, because obviously there's nutritional value in fruits and in avocados, and et cetera. So do it yourself. Get a food processor. Make your own moisturizers. Milk, you know, you can use cut your fruit up with milk or lemon juice. There's tons of stuff that you could do. It seems silly to me to rub something on your skin, not know what it is, and pay ridiculous amounts of money to do it just because it feels good. All right. So this whole thing about fats and water, obviously it has an important topical relevance, skin relevance. Oh, I told you I was going to tell you about this oil. I love the term baby oil. Baby oil cracks me up. Now, baby, because it's about as unbaby-like as you can imagine. It's a highly processed petroleum derivative, baby oil. It's mineral oil. But because it's such a highly processed ingredient, it is completely inert. So doctors love it. And it's been around now for 150 years. And they use it for all kinds of stuff, baby oil. On top of the skin, baby oil feels good. But the problem with baby oil is it's a highly processed product that's got zippo, nada, effects on the skin. It just sits on the surface of the skin. Baby oil is liquid Vaseline. Mineral oil is a thinner version of Vaseline. The problem with Vaseline with mineral oil is they sit on the surface of the skin, and they really sit on the surface of the skin. They seal the skin. And that's the last thing you ever want to do to your skin is seal it up. But because it's inert, doctors love it. And it feels, and because we don't really know what moisture is about, so we rub our finger on our baby oil skin and we think it feels good. Vaseline, by the way, does have some medical application. If you have eczema, you may get some relief from Vaseline because one of the triggers for eczema is water loss. So this is the logic to using Vaseline, by the way, and this is why doctors and dermatologists love Vaseline. It's inert, number one. Consumers don't know what they're doing when they put it on, and so it feels good. And then number three, because it has this sealing effect, it seals the skin surface, it can slow down or prevent the formation of eczema and certainly give you some relief from eczema. That's the one time. And also for burns, too, now that I think about it. Vaseline is used to treat burns sometimes because it has this heavy occluding effect, covering up effect. Baby oil is liquid Vaseline. Classic example of how we put stuff on our skin and we don't even think about what we're actually applying. Okay. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with you and your phone calls right after this.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. That line's open for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Brian in New Hampshire. What's up, Brian? Welcome to the Bright Side. Do I have Brian? No? Brian. You there?
Ben.
You got Brian?
Ben, yes, I'm here.
Hey, Brian, what's up, man? How you doing? Brian? I don't know what's happening with Brian there.
So clear?
No, I think we got him. Brian?
Yeah, Ben, I'm still here.
What's going on, man? You're huffing
hey,
and puffing
Ben,
there.
I'm just calling. I'm sorry about the reception there. Really quickly. You make a good point when you say creams that feel good aren't good for you. But I wanted to ask you, is aloe vera something that should be ingested or topically used?
Okay, that's a great question. I didn't say, though, that things that feel good aren't good for you. I never said that. I said
no, that's
that
true.
Feeling,
that's true.
Right? I said feeling good is not a way to make an assessment on a product, even though it's what we all do. You know, I'm feeling good. Okay, that's the only point I was making. Now, it turns out that most of the stuff that we think feels good is not necessarily good for us, but that's not the point I'm making. Dude, you're breathing really hard, man. Did you just run somewhere?
No, I'm holding a microphone up to my mouth. Bye.
Okay, all right. So aloe vera is some interesting stuff, really interesting stuff. Aloe vera has got some topical usages because it does have some hydroxy acids in it. You know how acids have an ability to kind of dissolve? I don't know if you've been listening to the program, but we talk about alpha hydroxy acids on this program a lot. There's not exactly there's probably a little bit of alpha hydroxy acid in aloe, but there's acids that dissolve the glue that holds dead skin cells together, salicylic acid, alpha hydroxy acids, and aloe vera does contain some of those. There's also some minerals in there, too, in aloe vera, and there's also some polysaccharides, these long sugars that can have a kind of stimulating effect on the skin. So aloe vera is one of those active ingredients that does have some topical ingredients that does have some minor activity, and it's a very interesting ingredient. Now, internally, it does the same thing to your digestive tract. That's why it's so good for your digestive system. It coats and soothes, and it's a little easier to access the lower levels of the tissue inside in your digestive tract than on your skin. Your skin has that barrier. So aloe vera inside also has that same kind of coating and soothing effect. Do you ever use straight aloe vera off of the plant after you shave, or as kind of soothing as a soothing aftershave kind of thing?
I actually do. Yes,
it's awesome that way, right? You just break open the leaf. It's really awesome. Now you always want to allow the oxygen to affect and react with the compounds in the aloe. That way you get more medicinal value out of it. But it can be very, very soothing. Aloe is a stupendously valuable plant. And, you know, there's a lot of valuable plants out there. But aloe it's the king of plants. You ever see what it looks like in the field? It looks like a crown, right? Have you ever seen it, Brian?
Yes, I actually grow one in my backyard outside.
Okay, so you're a fan. You're already a fan of the aloe. Yes, I'm a big fan of the aloe. But it's not necessarily the things that are bad, feel good or bad. It's that if you're going to put something on your skin, you might as well get some benefit out of it. Aloe is one of those ingredients that will get you some of that. Okay?
Oh, and I wanted to just give everybody a note. My fiance purchased your Omega 6 healing cream, and she highly recommends it. She's a nutritional advisor. She can't find another product that she would want to recommend, and I highly recommend it.
Oh, that means a lot to me. You know what? Tell her to, I want to get in touch with her. Will you shoot me an email? Send an email to truthtreatments@gmail.com. Or truth.treatments@gmail.com.
You got it.
Okay, I appreciate that. I want to get in touch with her. I'll get her a freebie if she'll jot me a little note or something. Okay? All right. Did we lose Brian? I think Brian's gone. Oh, Brian?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. So did you hear what I said? If she... Okay, good. All right, I'm going to let you go now. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much for the kind words. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Ben. Have a good one.
All right, Brian. Bye. That was kind of cool. I love unsolicited testimonials. They're the best kind. All right, Reed in Colorado, what's up?
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
I'm 24, 135 pounds, 5'11", and I have very cracky joints.
Oh, hang on. Let me digest that, Reed. You're 5'11", and you're 135?
Yep, 24 years old, yep.
Now, are you like completely ripped 135, or are you very, very skinny 135?
I'm pretty lean, yeah.
You're pretty lean. Do you run, or what do you do? You must do something if you're 5'11", 135.
Well, I was in high school sports, obviously. I was in three sports, but I'm in produce right now, so I lift a lot of stuff, so.
Okay, all right. So what's going on?
I'm on the BTT 2.0 and the OsteoFX. I was wondering if you ever heard of diatomaceous earth?
Diatomaceous earth is awesome, awesome stuff, but not necessarily as a nutritional supplement, although it does have some benefits there. It's just super detox stuff. What were you going to ask about it? I use skincare, too.
I was just going to see if it would help with the bones because it's
you're too young to have creaky bones. You're way too young to have creaky bones. What do you do? There must be something else going on, though. I don't like the 5'11", 135. You're at the age of 24. And then, the creaky bones, you're too young for creaky bones.
Yeah. I have very noisy joints, my hips, my knees, ankles.
Something's up there, bro. So first of all, I would be, if you're not using fats judiciously, generously, if you're not using fats, you should be getting on fats right away. And by fats,
I eat a lot of hemp seeds, which is, I understand, good in like the omega-3s and 6s.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me talk about that for a sec. Because, yes, it's true. And hemp seed is the perfectly balanced, has the perfect balance of fats, of omega-3s to omega-6s. It's really wonderful stuff. But you're not going to get your needs met from hemp seeds. You know what I'm saying? It's just because a food has everything you need, or it's a power food, like it's a well-balanced food, like hemp seed is a well-balanced food, doesn't mean that you're going to get the amount that you need from it. Have you ever heard of these whole food vitamins? Have you heard of these things, whole food vitamins?
Yeah, they're like...
They're vitamins that come from whole foods. And there are people that sell them, and they raise this very interesting point, and it makes sense. They say, well, the whole food, you get everything you need. It's balanced. It has all the cofactors. And they're right. But what they don't tell you is you don't get the amount that you need. So, yes, whole food vitamins obviously are better than, you know, somebody putting it together in a formula. That's silly. Everybody knows that. That's just common sense. But what they don't tell you is you can't get the amounts that you need. You'd have to eat the whole bottle of this stuff. And so hemp seeds are the same way. Yes, hemp seeds are great, but you're not going to get the EFAs that you need. So clearly you have a fat issue. Are you having any issues around fat malabsorption, digestion, or any of that stuff?
I've been having, you know, good stool lately, but...
Crampy, bloaty, feel uncomfortable at all. Try doing a bunch... Here's something that you might want to think of, okay? Try doing a bunch of fat, do a bunch of coconut oil, and see if you notice that you don't feel good. You know,
How come you and Doc Wallach disagree on the whole coconut oil thing?
Well, let me finish. I'll answer that question in a second. Let me finish. Do some kind of fat. It could be butter, anything. Just see where you're at, where your tolerance level is. If you notice you feel sick after you have a certain amount of fat, there's a chance that you're not processing fats correctly. Other than that, you don't necessarily even need to do that. Personally, I would be just getting a bunch of EFAs, start using my EFAs, throw in my fatty nutrients, vitamin A, as well as vitamin D, are especially significant for bone and joints, making sure I was getting out there, getting some sun, and then using the digestive enzymes with all kinds of fatty foods. I'll tell you about the coconut oil thing when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis
Communication. I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back. Talking to Reed. Where are you, Reed, in Colorado?
Evans.
Oh, you're in Evans. Okay, cool. I don't know where I put Reed here. I think I just... All right, so here's the deal on coconut oil, Reed. And Doc Wallach is not the only guy who says be careful of oils. The point is about oils, and we've been talking about how fats are different from water here for a long, probably about a month now, or 3 weeks anyway. Fats carry this electrical cloud of energy with them. And whenever you carry an electrical cloud of energy around, it's volatile. This is what makes fats valuable, is that they have a certain amount of energy to them. Now, not all fats do. There's a difference between unsaturated fats and saturated fats. Unsaturated fats, your liquid fats, are particularly energetic. They have lots of energy associated with them, and that makes them very unstable.
They have a double bond.
Exactly. Are you a chemist? You got some chemistry going on here?
I took a few chemistry classes, yeah.
Good deal. It's about the double bond. Now, if you're a chemist, I'm definitely not going to get into bonding, although that is the most incredible phenomena, bonding. It's really what reality is all about, is bonding, and understanding the nature of bonding is really what it takes to be a chemist. That's basically what chemistry is, understanding the nature of bonding. But I'm not going to get into that. It is the double bond, yes. The double bond has lots and lots and lots of electrical energy. It's like two magnets stick together. A bond is like a magnet, right? Or it's like two magnets. Do you ever put two magnets together? You know what I'm talking about? You get two little magnets, you put them together. They go together. Now, if you put the opposite sides of them together, like the positive to the positive, they kind of repel, right? But if you force them together, it turns out with carbon, when you force it together, you can create a bond. But because it doesn't really want to be there, it breaks up very readily. So that bonding is very unstable. It's like magnets that don't want to be next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
With double bond, you have twice as much of this magnetic power. Now, that energy can you know how there's like kind of an energy between the two magnets when you're pushing them together? You can feel sort of, right? That's the energy of life. That's how the body has figured out how to capture that energy. This is all biochemistry, okay? It's just two magnets stuck together that don't want to be together that somehow are together. How that happens is another story. That's another miracle. Right? So they are together, but they don't want to be together. So when they open up, all that energy is released. Can you picture that? I'm trying to explain. Seriously, Reed?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's kind of easy to understand. Yeah.
It's kind of easy to understand, right, but people get intimidated by the chemistry. But the idea of that little repulsion, that is what the life force has figured out, how to channel that into moving your muscles and making your brain work and making your heart work over the course of billions of years. But it doesn't want to be together. Oils contain lots of that energy, and so they break up really quickly. And it, that makes them very unstable. And when a oil becomes when that bond reacts with oxygen, we say it's oxidized, and that's also known as rancidity. And this happens with liquid oils, and it happens just with the air because they're so unstable. But certainly, if it's heated, it makes it much worse. If it's processed in any way, that makes it much worse. And that's what Doc is talking about. And that's what all these nutritionists are talking about. That inherent instability of oils makes them very tricky to work with. I don't want to say dangerous, but the fact is, you don't want to be ingesting a lot of oxidized product. You know what I mean? That's where aging comes from. And that's what Doc is talking about. However, in my opinion, and this is my opinion only, and other people, you know, everybody has their opinion here. It's not like it's out of a textbook somewhere. These are all opinions. I've been working with oils for many years, and I've seen what they do for people. I know what they do for me. They're incredible. I'm talking about ingesting nutritional oils, specifically flaxseed oil. Now, flaxseed oil is one of the most unstable oils, and I'm sure Doc would cringe to hear about flaxseed oil. But it's got so many good things in it, and it has, I've seen the results for myself. It's hard for me to just say no oils. As far as coconut oil goes, that one I'm not sure why that one is such a bad oil, to be perfectly honest.
So the coconut oil, you recommend like the waxy type of stuff that's really hard, you know, not like the actual liquidy oil? Is that what you're
talking liquidy
about?
Oil is a fraction of coconut oil. You're talking about liquid coconut oil?
I'm just asking which one you recommend.
Well, there's only one coconut oil. Coconut oil is a fatty, is a saturated fat. It's got body to it, but it melts very readily because it's it's on the edge. What makes coconut oil so interesting is that it's on the edge. It has those MCTs. Remember, the MCTs are kind of sort of water soluble. The degree of fat solubility is going to have an impact. So olive oil is super duper fat soluble, but coconut oil is kind of on the edge. Because it's got those MCTs. You know what I'm saying? It sort of has a watery nature to it. It's not quite as heavy as other oils, as other saturated oils, like lard, for example. In fact,
it does have the long chains.
It has
right?
a few long, it has the long chains, that's right. You know, I like that you got some chemistry. You like your chemistry there. It's all about the molecule, you guys. I know probably people are rolling their eyes at this point, but so we don't want to get too chemistry on everybody. Reed. So as far as osteoporosis though, think fats. That's basically what you want to be thinking.
And vitamin what weight should I be at?
Resistance training. Definitely do resistance training, and you want to be working high intensity. You always want to be doing, you don't want to spend a lot of time in the gym. You want to be working somewhat high intensity, really intense. You don't need to spend a lot of time in the gym. But resistance training, and come home and do your protein, and do a little carbohydrate with your protein. Always want to mix a little carbohydrate with your protein if you're interested in muscle building and bodybuilding, because the carbohydrate will actually facilitate the entrance of nutrition into the cell. So you always want just a little bit. I like veggie carbohydrates. Some people will do grape juice. Creatine's also good when you come home from the gym.
I eat a lot of nutritional yeast. Is that good stuff?
Yeah, but it's along the same lines as the hemp seed. It's perfect.
Okay,
it's the ultimate food. Nutritional yeast is the ultimate food. You know why nutritional yeast is the ultimate food? Because you're eating a living cell. You're eating a living yeast. Now, true, it's a yeast cell, okay? But it's still a living cell. When you eat a living cell, you get everything you need for your cells. And because the body is made up of cells and stuff, it's the cells that that's what you're looking at when you want to be healthy. Not the stuff. You look at the cells. The cells make the stuff. When you eat a living cell, that's the ultimate food for your living cells, including eggs, although they're not living, but eggs because they're a cell, and then also yeast cells, also algae cells, and oysters. That's another power food, by the way, oysters, because they're alive still. Is that good?
Yep, you're gonna say thank something? Thank you very much, Ben.
Okay, good. Good deal, Reed. I hope we helped you. All right. Did you guys hear about this thing from the Washington Post? This cracks me up. Obamacare's problems get worse. Many people signing up for 2016 health policies under Affordable Care Act face higher premiums, fewer doctors, skimpier coverage, which threatens the appeal of the program. No surprise. Did anybody think that the Affordable Health Care Act was for people, was for the citizens? Who thought that? You know, I did a talk once in this gal raised. I said, does anybody benefit from this thing? And the gal raised her hand and says, yeah, she benefits. She gets she saves all kinds of money on her prescription drugs, and she gets to go to the doctor whenever she wants. And that's really basically what Obamacare is about. It's about guaranteeing that you can go to the doctor whenever you want, and you get all the drugs you need. That's not even happening, but that's really supposedly what Obamacare is about. How does that help us with our health? Where does that have anything to do with health? This is the fundamental question that we need to ask ourselves. When did the medical model get synonymous with health? And why is it that the idea that when we're if we want to be healthy, we got to go, where did this idea, if we want to be healthy, we got to go to the doctor? Where did this idea come from? That's really the fundamental question. But you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't even matter. What matters is that we have an ability to regenerate and renew our bodies on our own. It's part of the divine gift. It's part of the way the body is constructed. The body is a renewing system. Nobody has to deal with a degenerative disease if they don't want to, and it's not a doctor issue. Do we need doctors? Yes, we need doctors. Of course we do. We need surgeons. We need to have our bodies repaired sometimes. There's entropy. Our bodies break down. Things break down. We have to deal with gravity. Things fall on our heads. You need emergency care. Obviously you do. But the idea that we need to interface with the medical model for our day-to-day health issues, that is not in our interest, and the sooner we disabuse ourselves of that notion, the better off we're going to be. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You've been listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back at you tomorrow with more good health information. Check out my website, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, and our retinol 5% gel. And if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, please call the phone team, 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Have yourselves a spectacular, wonderful, awesome, beautiful day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.